USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Depending on who you bank with, stimulus payments could have showed up in your account or will any moment. Or if you're a customer of Wells Fargo or Chase, you'll have to wait a little longer. The banks say they will not start processing payments until Wednesday. You can check the status of your stimulus payment through the IRS's Get My Payment tool. Those who make less than $75,000 a year or heads of households who make less than $112,500 are eligible for $1,400 payments. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells ABC's This Week,
"The fact is it is strongly bipartisan across the country. It's only in the Congress of the United States where the Republicans have refused to meet the needs of the American people, where they didn't vote, as I said of them, vote no and take the dough. You can be sure that all of their states and communities will be benefiting from this, and they won't be complaining about it back home."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Volkswagen has announced plans to cut up to 4,000 jobs at its plants in Germany. Sources say they will offer earlier partial retirement to some employees to save money. About 120,000 people are employed at VW's 6 plants in Germany. Meanwhile, gas prices have increased a quarter over the past 3 weeks and could go even higher.
Shelby Lumberg tells us the national average is now $2.87, which is up 72 cents in the last 16 weeks. The price is also 51 cents higher than a year ago. Lumberg tells us there are several reasons for the increase, supply, and of course, the prices for crude oil.
That accounts for more than half of this price hike at the pump. Higher crude oil prices and also the supply of gasoline way down because of the idling of a lot of refining capacity during last month's extreme cold and power outage.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration on Saturday announced that it has directed the Federal Emergency Management Agency to the U.S. southwest border in response to the arrival of record numbers of illegal immigrants, including unaccompanied children. They'll support the federal government over the next 90 days to receive shelter and transfer unaccompanied children who cross the border illegally, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Dan Araki with reaction from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
Despite issuing the directive, the Biden administration continues to refuse to call the situation on the border a crisis. Former Acting Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan tells Newsmax TV that it's irresponsible not to call it a crisis, and the statistics back that up.
In February, we saw over 100,000 illegal aliens apprehended at the southwest border. We're seeing daily flows anywhere between 4,000 and 500 to what I learned last week was 6,000 in a single day, 800 unaccompanied minors in a single day. Under anyone's definition, we absolutely have a crisis on the southwest border, and it's just irresponsible that they continue to spin and lie to American people.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Deborah Burks, a key member of President Donald Trump's White House Coronavirus Task Force, has taken a job with a Texas-based manufacturer of air purifiers and says its machines can clean the coronavirus from the air in minutes and from surfaces within hours. Epoch Times reports that Dallas-based Active Pure announced that Burks will join as its chief scientific and medical advisor. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.